Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series playlist, where we're looking at the book of Psalms. And what we're saying is that God writes the lyrics of our souls in the Psalms. Now, the Psalms are a collection of 150 songs or poems written to God. And in them, they really do cover the entirety of the human spectrum of emotions and experiences, from elation to prophecy to struggle and lament. And in Psalm 81, we heard a little bit from this psalm, and I want to share with you just a little bit of it. Psalm 81, verse 8, it says, "Hear, O my people, while I admonish you, O Israel, if you would but listen to me." And I was just thinking about that verse that at the beginning of the beginning of the psalm, it's really talking about celebrating God and coming to him with song and with tambourine and with the lyre and with all the stringed instruments and singing songs of praise to him. It's almost like reminding our hearts of who God is. But that line there, "My people, I admonish you, O Israel, if you would but listen to me." And I was just thinking about how there are just times when we know God is talking to us. You know, you read the word and you feel conviction in your soul, and you, in that moment when you're reading it, you're like, okay, I need to do this. Have you ever done that? I think what God is saying to the people of Israel through the psalm, and he says to us today, is that it's one thing to hear it, but we need to listen. We need to make sure that it's sinking in. He goes on in verse 9 and 10, says, "There shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. I am the Lord your God who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. But my people did not listen to my voice. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own counsels." When you read a psalm like that, the psalmist is saying, almost in lamenting, that in the midst of the celebration of who God is, people stop listening. You know, in Israel, we know what happened is he told them, when you get into the land, don't intermarry with other peoples, get rid of the foreigners from your land that follow other gods, because you're going to end up following their gods. He tells them up front, don't do this. Make sure those people are out of there. I want you to clear the land and only follow me. But they didn't listen. They kind of followed their own counsel, and they allowed other gods to come in, and that led them to do all kinds of sinful, incredible things. But the root of it all was that one part: listen to me. God crying out to us, just listen to me. And I think the reason we don't listen is because deep down, there's something in us that wants to be in control of our life, and we want to make decisions over our life. We want to have our own counsel, if you will. And the problem is, you and I aren't not in a position to make the best decisions for our life. We don't see eternity. We don't know when our hearts are being impacted by sin half the time. Like, we don't know we're struggling. And we need God, who can look at us objectively from the outside and made us, knows our hearts, and knows the future, to guide us. But there's something in us that rebels against that. We want to follow our own counsel rather than the counsel of God. Let me ask you something. Have you ever had a time when you're reading scripture or you're listening and you know in a moment, man, I know what God's telling me to do, and then you turn around and you don't do it? You ever done that? Have you ever had an experience in your life where you feel like, man, I think God would want me to do that, but, and then you rationalize all the reasons why you're about to make a decision that you know deep down God would not approve of? You ever done that? I've done those things. The question is why? And I think when we get out of fellowship with God, when we get out of the connection of God with, and I think that's why the psalmist at the beginning was reminding us to praise God, to come together as a group and praise God together, because it aligns our hearts with him. And when our hearts are aligned with him in praise, he speaks to our souls. And that's when he's reminding us to listen, to take his counsel into our life and allow him to direct us. He's not a God who's trying to take something away from us. He's a God who's trying to protect our lives, to guide us in the right way that we should go. Father, I pray that you would speak to our hearts, that we would listen and respond, that we cooperate with you as we hear your voice. And we ask that in your son's name. Amen. Well, take a second before you move on to the next thing. And I want you to think, where are you at in this? Do you spend time listening and kind of walk away from it? Or are you able to listen and do? Or are you struggle to listen? Where is your at with this? I want you to talk to God about it before you move on to your next thing. Well, till next time. God bless.